You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
4WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin is trying to bring back the division of the 988 crisis line that was specifically for LGBTQ people. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
A spokesperson in the Trump administration said they'll no longer, quote, silo LGB plus youth services, end quote, leaving out the T for trans folks. But young queer people face disproportionately high rates of mental illness and suicide. According to the Trevor Project, 39% of queer young people considered suicide in the last year, and those numbers are higher for trans and non-binary people. 46% of them seriously considered ending their lives. Baldwin led the charge to get the specialized LGBTQ line.
We wanted to make sure that there were specialized services available so that somebody calling in crisis, somebody considering suicide, would be having their calls answered by somebody who understands their journey and can listen and help without judgment.
Of course, anybody can call the regular 988 line, but the specialized line had people prepared to deal with the specific stigma and struggles of being in the LGBTQ community. While the Trump administration said they would no longer separate services for queer people, there is another separate line, specifically for veterans. They often face higher rates of mental illness, too. Now, Baldwin has introduced a new bill that would codify the specialized line.
Donald Trump took away the specialized lifeline for no good reason. I'm fighting to both restore the funding, but also make sure that we put it into law so that this president or future presidents can't take it away in the future.
Before it was shut down, the Press 3 line got 70,000 calls each month. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Republican state lawmakers are proposing legislation to promote community solar energy programs across the state. The legislation has been proposed in previous sessions, but never gained enough support to move forward. If passed into law, it would allow local municipalities to approve small-scale solar energy projects rather than requiring approval by the Public Service Commission. The lawmakers expect to gain bipartisan support for the measure this session, and Governor Tony Evers has expressed support for expanding solar energy use. A federal bill would spare Wisconsinites from watching Packers rival football games. Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican Representative Tony Weed have introduced legislation that would require cable and satellite carriers to carry the Packers Week 9 game for more than 400,000 Wisconsinites in 13 counties near Minnesota and Michigan. Those Wisconsin residents live in TV markets originating out of Minnesota and Michigan, which would force them to watch either the Detroit Lions or Minnesota Viking games on Fox instead of the Packers. The bill would also require providers with Wisconsin subscribers to carry Wisconsin channels so Wisconsinites have access to news and events relevant to their state and region. Richland Center City Utilities Water Department continues to flush water mains this week, beginning each morning at 7:30. Flushing will continue through October 3rd. During flushing, the entire water system, not just the day's covered flushing zones, may experience rusty or cloudy water and may have reduced water pressure. The water is safe to drink but could discolor clothes when washing. Storms or other unexpected circumstances may extend or postpone flushing times or days. Sauk County will hold a hazardous waste clean sweep event Saturday from 8 to noon at the former Sauk County landfill in Baraboo. Clean sweep is an opportunity for homeowners, agricultural enterprises, and businesses to dispose of hazardous products and items that pose an environmental risk, such as pesticides and toxic cleaning products. Hazardous waste will be collected at no charge. However, there are fees for tires, some electronic items, and appliances. Please remove all batteries from electronics prior to the event. To have a successful and safe event, please follow these rules. Stay in your vehicle at all times while at clean sweep. If you are or recently were ill, please stay home. All items that are being dropped off should be loaded into the rear of the vehicle, trunk, truck bed, or trailer. Pharmaceuticals, IVs, needles, latex paint, and motor oil will not be accepted at the Sauk County Clean Sweep event. Latex paint is non-hazardous, but it must be solidified before throwing away. It's easy to dry out. If you have a small amount, simply remove the lid and allow it to dry outside. Mix larger amounts with cat litter or a paint drying product sold at hardware stores. Never dispose of liquid paint in your trash. Residents can drop off unwanted medications at various police departments throughout the county and at the Sauk County Sheriff's Department. For more information regarding the Sauk County Clean Sweep Program, contact the Land Resources and Environmental Department at 608-355-3245 or conservation@saukcountywi.gov. You can also visit co.sauk.wi.us/landconservation for a more complete list of accepted items and alternative disposal options. The Aging and Disability Resource Center of Eagle Country is offering a series of adult education classes on ways to boost your brain and memory. Pam Kohlberg is a dementia care specialist in the Richland County ADRC office.
This class I love teaching. It's called Boost Your Brain and Memory. It's both a learning experience and a discussion about how do you implement strategies that help you boost your brain. And it's Mondays, September 29th through November 10th from 1 to 2:30. It's again at the Community Center. It's like my favorite room. And if you want to register for that, you call me at 608-548-3954. So that's my direct number to register for that class.
ADRC's Boost Your Brain and Memory series offers a unique whole-person approach to brain fitness. Mather Lifeway's Institute on Aging created the evidence-based brain health program that goes beyond simple brain games. It focuses on a variety of lifestyle factors that impact brain health and on memory strategies that participants can implement in their daily lives. Program participants will learn practices that can help them live a healthier lifestyle, improve memory, be more organized, pay closer attention, and regulate their emotions. An orientation and introductory class will be offered first, followed by a class, topics on physical activity, emotional health, cognitive activity, nutrition, spiritual activity, and social engagement. Boost Your Brain and Memory adult education classes by the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Eagle Country will be offered Monday afternoons from 1 until 2:30, starting September 29th and running through November 10th at the Richland Center Community Center. To register, call Pam Kohlberg at 608-548-3954. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
It's the Packers and the Cowboys. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers play the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. Jordan Love says they learned some tough lessons in Cleveland during their loss to the Browns.
Every week is opportunity to learn and grow and experience things as a team. And obviously, I think defense did a great job last week. Offensively, special teams, we didn't do enough.
Baseball, the Brewers have tonight off after beating the Padres 3-1 in San Diego. Aaron Ashby awarded the win. Abner Uribe got the save. Pat Murphy.
Jansen gave us, nobody's mentioned Jansen yet. You guys paying attention to the game? He caught the whole game. He caught six different pitchers. A walk, a hit, and a homer. I thought he was great.
Yeah, catcher Danny Jansen out of West High School in Appleton, Wisconsin, on coming back to Milwaukee against the Reds with the magic number down to one.
Yeah, it feels great. Good momentum going home for the final three games. In front of our home crowd, it's going to be amazing.
That's the Brewers' Danny Jansen with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There will be some new characters in the second installment of the Wicked feature film franchise. The Wicked 2, more specifically, Wicked for Good trailer, just dropped, and it features Dorothy, the Scarecrow, and Tin Man. Universal says this is the final trailer before the film's release November 21st of this year. Wicked for Good is a follow-up to 2024's Oscar-nominated Wicked. If you're looking for a new sports documentary, you're in luck. Clemente is the story of one of the best baseball players ever whose career and life ended way too soon. It is now available for streaming on the History Channel and explores baseball great Roberto Clemente's life on and off the field from his early struggles to becoming one of the best players in the game, as well as one of the most beloved. Clemente died in a plane crash in 1972 while delivering aid to Nicaragua. The film is executive produced by basketball great LeBron James and film directing great Richard Linklater. Jimmy Kimmel made an emotional return to his talk show Jimmy Kimmel Live Tuesday night. The host delivered a 17-minute monologue where he still did not hold back against the FCC or the Trump administration, but did clarify he never intended insensitivity toward Erica Kirk or the Kirk kids, even tearing up a bit throughout the monologue after an emotional few days. His biggest line of the night was probably after he played a clip of the president saying Kimmel doesn't have good ratings. When the camera went back to Jimmy, he said, "I do tonight," and the crowd stood and applauded like it did several times throughout the monologue or when he hugged Guillermo. Overall, the night was a big slapback at government overreach, with the host citing support from conservatives like Ben Shapiro, Candace Owens, and Ted Cruz. Even Joe Rogan, not so courageously, backed Kimmel after finally feeling it was safe to do so. It will be interesting to see how long the love lasts, but for now, Jimmy Kimmel is happy to be back. Week 39 at the box office is upon us, and there is a much-anticipated film opening in your local theaters. Paul Thomas Anderson's mystery thriller with a dose of comedy, One Battle After Another, is crushing reviews, receiving 98% on Rotten Tomatoes, with most of the reviews already in. That score will not change, but it will be interesting to see if audiences like it just as much as critics. The film stars Leo DiCaprio, Regina Hall, Tiana Taylor, Sean Penn, and Benicio del Toro. There's some good old-fashioned family fun available to watch as well, with G-rated Gabby's Dollhouse, based on the TV series. The film stars Gloria Estefan, nightlight pal Thomas Lennon, and the hilarious Kristen Wiig. Just a few reviews at this point, but they are all positive. And if you're in the mood for some horror, check out The Strangers Chapter 2. The first one was absolutely terrifying. The film is getting panned by critics, but oftentimes that does not stop forgiving horror fans. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to around 53 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 81. We're going to keep the sunny, dry weather rolling through the rest of the week, the weekend, and well into next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.